We're super excited to work with Circle, especially because Circle is the killer app. USDC is the killer app. That's the best killer app for the whole industry right now. After, you know, 11, no, I think for crypto, Bitcoin came out in what, 2009, right? So in the 16 years of millions of people trying, we have USDC, we have a stable coin as the killer solution.
Today's episode is a special one. We're joined by my good friend Steve Knock, partner of DoraHax. Circle is partnered with DoraHax, a platform that's empowering developers around the world. But before we dive into what DoraHax is and our partnership with them, let's start with Steve. Steve, how's it going? And welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Such a great pleasure hopping on. Looking forward to our episode today.
Welcome to the Builder Series, where we spotlight visionaries transforming technology and innovation with USDC and the Circle Developer Platform. Take us back, I guess, a little bit when you were first getting into this, because this is a pretty niche field to get into. Was there a moment when you knew that, you know what, I want to build something with developers. I want to work with them. I want to help them grow. Like what motivated you to kind of take this path the way you have?
Exactly. So I actually didn't come from an engineering background. I studied econ and finance in college. I always thought that the engineering world and the builder world is just like a very different group of people. I studied econ. I wanted to study law after my undergrad. So I actually took the LSAT. So this all started after I finished the LSAT and application to all the law schools in the States. I pretty much applied anything from Harvard to University of Hawaii. And then, you know, DoraHax pop up on my horizon and they're hosting hackathons. One of my pretty good friend, she said, like, you know, why don't you help us, you know, run a couple hackathons? I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. And this is where I got into this space and become really close with the builders community. And then I realized, wow, they are the ones that's really changing the world. So I'm like, this is pretty cool. I want to see what else can they build. I started contributing more, you know, just like, let me host more hackathons. And then after 2 months, they said, why don't you join us and be the COO of the company?
Wow, man. So you went from volunteering to COO.
I think I grew with a pretty steep like career path in DoraHax, where 2 months ago I was contributing as an intern of like content to hosting those hackathons. And they said, why don't you host or take lead host all of our hackathons? I'm like, okay, let me try.
For those new to DoraHax, you know, like tell us about, I guess, the origin story and, you know, what problem that DoraHax is really trying to solve when it started.
Exactly. So DoraHax started from my university. So Eric founded DoraHax back in 2014 in Tsinghua University. We started as a very, very small hackathon organizer. And a lot of interesting creations or like startups were actually created in the hackathons. DoraHax actually started with Eric's personal effort and in collaboration with some of the largest hackathon organizers in the world, including the founders of MHack, you know, the largest collegiate hackathon in the States, and slowly grew to, in 2017, 2018, when I joined, we really went global. We broke out from Asia and to like hosting a lot of different hackathons in the States. And then the biggest growth is that we grew from a very small, tiny hackathon organizer to a bigger platform where we, I believe, built the best hackathon infrastructure. So anyone can actually use DoraHax right now to launch their own hackathon. This year, we launched a new product, which I call the Tesla FSD for hackathons, which is Buildo AI. It's the state-of-the-art fully automated hackathon toolkits. What it means for hackathons is all of the operation can be streamlined, can be handled by our AI in the future. The AI can help you design, help you launch, and help you manage the hackathon. I think this will be really cool. The bigger concept behind it is after AI really improved productivity for everyone, we are relieved from repetitive work in the future. We are actually all forced to be very creative, to do creative tasks. And to do creative tasks, is to become a hacker. That is the biggest thesis for the hacker movement.
So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, you know, because Steve, you know, for those that might be listening right now who are like, why, like, I'm a company, why should I care about, you know, participating in a hackathon? What's the value of a hackathon? You know, perhaps you could maybe speak to that audience and share your perspective on what you've seen as the values.
For hackers, hackathons are a great way to finally find time to build something that they always wanted to build. Oftentimes, you know, the first hackathons I participated, who are participating in those hackathons, are university students that have to finish all of the schoolworks. A lot of those hackers come from, you know, bigger companies. I guess in the States, it's like the Googles, the Metas, and the Nvidias. And they never really had time to focus on a side gig that they're always interested in. So hackathons means a lot for the hackers to actually meet with other hackers who believe in the same vision as they do, who can team up with each other. I think for enterprises, definitely, like, when we look at different blockchain ecosystems. So this is a quote from Carl Samani, the GP of Multicoin Capital and one of the biggest supporters of Solana, is that hackathon is the soul for Solana ecosystem growth. So Solana grew from just another blockchain to one of the most dominant and vibrant developer ecosystem in the past 5 years is actually because the very first hackathon, very successful hackathon executions. So it all started with Solana season hackathon, I would say, where the first batch of Solana DeFi projects emerged. We had the best builders joining this hackathon because who are judging this hackathon is the Solana founders, Anatoly and Rao. It is the Multicoin Cap GPs, it's A16Z GPs. Every single major contributor in the ecosystem came here as a mentor and a judge, right? And if you really did well in that hackathon, Polychain is looking to invest. Multicoin is looking to invest. Paradigm is looking to invest. What we saw is the best builders rushed into this ecosystem because of this hackathon is happening. This applies to all platform, open platform technologies, to all of the layer one blockchains. And I believe this also applies for every company that want to build up their developer community and ecosystem growth. It, like, you know, we're so deep dived into crypto that oftentimes we ignore this fact, but Google also run hackathons, Nvidia also run hackathons. The banks around you, like JP Morgan and Wells Fargo and Walmart, like, they all run hackathons, but their purpose might be slightly different. They might want to attract the best talents to build solutions around them. And they want to, you know, just, you know, don't lose the edge to have access to the best potential solutions for their specific businesses. So those are all great, great reasons to host a hackathon, I would say.
Hey, look, I want to thank each and every single one of you builders for taking the time to watch this video. And as a special thank you, I'm offering $100 in credits towards Circle's developer services. That's right. Sign up today at circle.com/build. That's B-U-I-L-D to automatically receive yours. How far can that go? Well, look, that's enough for about 1 month of managing 2,000 active wallets, or it could go towards 200,000 smart contract platform API calls, or you know what? You can even use those to sponsor network fees. Make sure to go ahead and sign up right now. That's circle.com/build to receive your $100 in credits now. You know, one question I have for you is, you know, what have you learned about what makes a good bounty? Like, well, one that, you know, really, really motivates builders to build?
That's another great question. I'm so happy that we're partnering with each other so that the hackers can have access to the best stablecoin and payment-related bounties out there. So I think the soul of the bounty is actually, for instance, have we thought about the idea behind the bounty, like, thoroughly enough so that potentially the hacker can solve a really important problem just by offering this bounty. So I think the key thing that the whole industry is working really hard right now is to find the next really, really killer use case for crypto, for all of the great infrastructure that we've built. we're super excited to work with Circle is actually because Circle is the killer app. USDC is the killer app. That's the best killer app for the whole industry right now. After, you know, 11, no, I think for crypto, Bitcoin came out in what, 2009, right? So in the 16 years of millions of people trying, we have USDC, we have a stable coin as the killer solution. Our question is that how can we build a very vibrant ecosystem on top of this platform technology, the stablecoin platform technology. Ethereum was great because Ethereum Research is the best research community in crypto. Mm. And the Uniswap idea of AMM came out from Vitalik. And then the Uniswap team executed on it since 2019 from a hackathon, actually. All of the, you know, Solana did great because Solana's hackathon idealist is the best idealist I ever saw. Every hackathon they host have hundreds of ideas carefully curated by the hackathon team. But I believe they work very closely hand in hand with the ecosystem growth team, with the engineering team, so that they came out with the best bounties. Those bounties are not just like, you know, just build me a lending protocol. You know, that would be a terrible bounty because we all know we need to build a lending protocol, but nobody know how to build that one. I think a really good bounty would be describing the very specific features of how you want this product to function and what are the key features you want the hacker to achieve. You can also provide, because like we have direct facing as a company have direct facing with the customers, then you can explain the exact needs from this customer, and then the hacker can build a customized solutions. So I think the more that we think about the bounty itself and provide more details as much as we can, is oftentimes every little effort that we put in will actually drastically increase the quality of the bounty and thus increase the quality of ecosystem growth.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, we're really excited. Circle is partnered with DoraHax. You know, what does this partnership, in your opinion, make possible that maybe wouldn't have happened otherwise?
Right now, you know, when I think about what's like tremendously important for the whole industry right now, right? When we think about where killer apps can emerge, where's the next $1 billion startup opportunity might be, is actually very much centered around a couple of things. I think consumer application is tremendously important, but consumer application are oftentimes enabled by stablecoin and payment solutions. Like basically seamless payment solutions that you're basically accessing an on-chain product without even realizing any part of it is on-chain. I think that's the key for consumer applications to actually be competitive with any other Web2 products on the market. Stablecoin and payment itself is tremendously important, as in basically it offers a way out for a lot of different community members in third world countries whose like native currency are volatile. So this app, which allowed them to actually have access to stablecoin, Bitcoin, to potentially save money, to potentially realize like credit card functions so that they can borrow money to make ends meet. You know, all of that are tremendously important applications that can onboard, you know, hundreds of millions of users.
And you've seen so many projects over the years as well. I mean, how important has USDC been to their infrastructures?
I think USDC is the most trustworthy stablecoin option out there. Relatively compared with all of the compliant stablecoins, USDC is the largest, which offers the best security, the best liquidity, and the best ecosystem support, as I was saying. This is actually, I understand, years of hard work from every single one that's contributing to this ecosystem. And I have seen USDC expansion across multi-chain in the past few years. You guys are announcing a new chain integration every month, which is crazy, but you guys are doing it. Somehow, like, I believe USDC has a long way to go. We can say, you know, right now we're dominating the market. We're doing so well. But I can also say we're just at the beginning, right, of mass adoption. Have Walmart integrated USDC yet? Not yet. They adopt USDC for sure, right? So why don't we run a Walmart and Circle and DoraHax hackathon to make that happen? So I think stablecoins still have like a long way to go. And there's so much startup opportunities. So I'm happy to see like you guys offered a new fresh batch of grantees. And I just hope like more and more builders realize that it's actually really, really golden opportunities to build startups around stable coins, especially around the Circle ecosystem, the USDC ecosystem. And I think our Bounty partnership is actually a great start, and happy to expand that into even a deeper partnership in the future.
Yeah, it's exciting times, exciting times. The Circle Developer Bounties are officially live, everybody. If you're not pumped up, I don't know what to tell you. Head over to circle.com/bounties to check out these challenges, share your feedback, build something new. You know, we got wallets, Paymaster. Steve, I mean, this is exciting. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we sign off, I mean, you know, what are some of the last words you want to leave with the audience?
Yeah, I think right now is the golden time to build. And right now is the golden time to build something for yourself, actually. I think if you're working at a company, you can still build something meaningful. If you are looking for interesting opportunity, it's never too late to actually try out something right now. Like people like myself, not coming from an engineering background, can actually build a full-fledged app with the help of like Cursor, Lovable, all of those interesting toolings. So we can all vibe code. What I really want to encourage everyone is to try out. If you have an interesting idea, or if pal have an interesting idea, you can all actually just spend the weekend to try out the bounties, see if you can build something that's really, really fun and really, really cool. Just build it out. You can definitely do it in 48 hours. And if it doesn't make sense, there's no hurt. But if it does make sense, this could be your next billion-dollar unicorn. This is how good the opportunities are. So I would love to see more and more of you hopping on to like different hackathons that's in your neighborhood, in your city, or just like participate virtually. If you have any questions, come to the Dora team. We'd love to support you. And if you're building something on Circle, you can find me and find Sam in the Discord channel. We're happy to answer some of your questions there.
Awesome, man. It was great talking with you. Everybody, go to circle.com/bounties. And you know what? We are so excited to continue this relationship. Thank you so much.
Awesome. And yeah, just like, you know, let's run 100 hackathons together in the future.
That's right. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Take care. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Circle Builder Series. Check out the show notes for links to any resources mentioned in today's show. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a 5-star review and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.